Matt's latest release, Surtur Rising, comes out in North America at the end of the month. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
Well, if you all know, it's about Surtur. That's the main character of the album. So we decided to go with him this time because we used Thor and Odin for the last two albums. And I don't know, it's quite powerful and cool character in the mythology. So we came up with this idea to use him because it's good for both like image-wise and lyrics-wise. It's a cool guy. And we started off sort of basing everything on him, and then of course we have a lot of other stuff on the album that's not really mythology, but that's how we started it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the musical sound, what do you guys wanted to change or do differently for this album?
Well, I think at the start we wanted to make a more aggressive, more straightforward album. I'm not sure if we really succeeded in the end because we have both really fast and like aggressive songs, but also very slower and epic, more doomy kind of style too. So we aimed to make it more aggressive, but it ended up like it always does, like a mixture of melodies and heaviness and everything, you know. So yeah, that's about it.
And what were the expectations that you guys had before, that you guys felt the pressure that you've been building up with really good albums, and then the next one has to be better, and the next one has to be better, that you guys felt the pressure at any time?
Well, I mean, after each song we wrote for this album, you know, we had to ask ourselves, is this really good enough? Because we knew that everybody's going to compare this album to the previous one and the one before that, so... Of course, we had a huge pressure on us to make something better, and you know, people expect something special for each album. You know, it's very high expectation from both fans and press. So yeah, we felt the pressure, but now after everything is done and the album is recorded, we think we succeeded to do a nice follow up to Twilight of the Thunder God.
And how much of the recording process was a band effort versus just somebody in the band writing it? Can you tell us a little bit more about how the whole writing process happened for this album?
I think we did as we usually do. You know, we start off, you know, everybody at home writing riffs and stuff and collecting ideas. You know, after we stopped touring for Twilight and Thunder God, we had a few months off, like vacation, because we've been touring for almost 2 years straight, you know, and we gathered ideas for both musically and also like lyrics and everything. Mainly it's our guitar players who make most of the music, but then after these 2 months we got together in the rehearsal room, started to try out ideas, and you know, we always try to put them together in the rehearsal room as a band. You know, everybody can have different opinions and stuff, and then in the middle of like halfway through the album, we also sent all like demos and stuff to our producer to let him have a listening and see what he thought about the songs and if he had any ideas, you know. And then after that, we continue to do the rest of the album. So it's like a part home work at home and then part in the rehearsal room to put everything together.
And in terms of over the years, do you think that the process is now easier and better versus when you guys were doing, you know, some of the first albums?
Well, it's a totally different story right now. I mean, now, first of all, we can live off the music financially, you know. We can spend much more time doing, like, rehearsing and stuff. In the past, we had to do our full-time jobs and then do it late evenings, you know, meet the rehearsal room and everybody was tired, and you know, it's a completely different story. And also nowadays we get the computer and the internet, you know, anybody could record anything at home and then just mail it to the other guys, and you know, you could bounce ideas, and you can do like more preparation before you go rehearsing together. You know, you have more stuff put together, and it makes everything much easier.
Well, you prefer the process now that's a little bit less disconnected than before, when you had to always sit down in the rehearsal room and crank out the songs, versus now that, like you explained, you can put it together and just kind of keep it that way until you actually hit the rehearsal studio. What is your preference of doing stuff?
I think this way is probably better, because back in the days, you know, we sometimes you get stuck in the rehearsal room, and it's really tough. You just sit there and you don't get anywhere, and then you get like frustrated and stuff. Nowadays, if we hit a stop somewhere, we can't really find any new ideas. We can just say, well, let's skip this rehearsing for a while, and everybody be back home to relax and think about what we're going to do. And then once we have more stuff, we can just meet up again and get more. The process is much more relaxed, and I think that's a better way for us.
Mm-hmm. And when did it actually hit you? At what point in one of Mark's career did it actually hit you that, oh man, we can actually be able to live off of this?
Well, I think it was probably somewhere around with Odin on our side that we really knew that we could do it for, because we started to make a little bit of money, but not enough to support, you know, our lives at home and pay rent and stuff. But we got some money. But after, with Odin on our side, we sort of realized that this is enough for us to, you know, skip our work and go touring all the time and writing albums like full time. And that was quite like a big success to us. I mean, that's the goal when you start a band. And we've been playing for almost 20 years now, so it took us a while, but now we're here, and we're going to enjoy it as long as we can do it.
And, I mean, what would you say is the key to not have hundreds of lineup changes? From what we see, it seems like you guys had the last lineup change like 12 years ago. What do you think it's been keeping the band together?
Well, I don't know. Of course, it's all about the remaining friends. You know, we try to divide like money, but also responsibility for everything, you know, equally. You know, everybody has to do something. Let's say one guy doesn't write that much music, he still has another thing that he has to do, you know. So everybody gets equal amount of work and equal amount of money, more or less. And that's, I think that makes it much easier to work. Like we have sort of democracy in the band. Everybody got to say whatever he thinks and likes. You know, it's easier to stay friends that way, and I think it keeps the band alive longer too.
And okay, in terms of the tour schedule, you guys have some touring in Europe first, then you're gonna come back to the States for the two set every night. Can you tell us a little more about North American tour you guys have planned for March and April?
Well, first off, we do a week like supporting Chill and Bottom in England, straight off the album is released, just as a warm up more or less, and then we head for US, as you said. And I don't know where the idea came at the beginning, but we always like to try different stuff when we tour, you know, to make it more interesting for fans. You know, you always have to have something extra, and this time we decided to do like a full album show. Many, it's quite popular right now, you know, people do maybe an old album, old popular album and stuff like that. So we decided let's try to play a show where it's only us. It's like it's an evening with Amon Amarth, and we start off playing the new album from start to end. And then we sort of have a break, people can have a beer, and then we come back and play all the older, like, classic songs we have to make it like a two sets night. It's going to be probably fun for the fans, and it's going to be a hard time for us, but I think it's worth it. You know, it's not a very long tour, so it's a perfect way to try it out and see. We don't know how fans are going to react, but so far reaction we had has been very good, so I think it's going to work out.
And have you guys been, like, working out, marathon training, or how do you think you're going to be able to hold playing at least around an hour and a half every night?
Well, we don't really do any physical workout, but we do a lot of practicing right now to learn the new songs and also, you know, preparing, because we've been relaxing a little bit after the album was recorded, not playing too much, so now we have to get all the fingers and stuff going again, so we've been rehearsing a lot, and we're going to rehearse like almost every day until we start touring, so we can start off at a, like, a high level. So yeah, it's been a lot of work, but it's been fun. We're all excited about this.
And what do you think that's made you guys so popular here in North America, popular enough that you guys have been able to tour constantly and repeatedly almost every year in the last few years here?
Well, I don't know. Somehow we seem to be popular, you know, to the audience. I guess it's part of it is that we always try to give like 100% during shows. You know, we're there to entertain the audience. You know, it's 100% job. You got to do it. You got to love it yourself. Otherwise, people can see that you're not really happy on stage. But I don't know why the reason that we have had success and other bands haven't. But, I mean, we were fighting a long time in U.S. before we started to tour. Like, we did a lot of supporting tours and small tours back in the days, but nothing happened. But all of a sudden, I think it was after we did the support tour for Chill and Bottom in U.S., and they had a little bit of a hype already. So we got to play for big crowds, and we gave it all. You know, we really, really gave our best, and I think it's helped us to get started. And after we got started, we've just been rolling, pretty much.
And what do you think are the touring plans for this album cycle? Are you guys gonna go on again 2 years on the road, or are you guys gonna cut it back? And what's your plan? What are the band's plans on this?
Well, actually, we don't have very long plans so far. I mean, we have plans for this year, more or less. But next year is going to be our 20th anniversary with the band, so we're probably going to tour mostly next year too. So it's probably going to be somewhere around 2 years of touring before we hit the studio again. That's reasonably, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, and in terms of the touring aspect, it seems like the band is becoming more of a touring band. What are your favorite parts about this aspect of the music?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about the other guys in the band, but I think we like to be on tour. You know, it's fun to be traveling the world, and it's fun to meet people and play live. You know, it's a lot of partying and you meet a lot of friends, and I mean, if you don't like it, there's no point touring that much. So, I mean, we enjoy it very much, probably more than staying in the rehearsal room or recording albums, you know, because that's usually very, you know, you have, as you said before, a high pressure on you, and it's like a lot of work, and it's not as fun as being out touring. So, we enjoy touring a lot, and that's probably the reason we do it a lot.
Okay, and in terms of the album cover, you guys seem to use the same, you know, colors for in the last few ones. Can you tell us a bit more about why you're selecting this, or is this something that your graphic designer just does?
Well, I mean, we've been, I don't know where it started, it just happened. We've been using like the same guy or two guys actually. Doing all our covers and layouts, and we sort of started with fire because fire is like a cool element and it looks good, you know, black and yellow and stuff. It's very, very visible. So we started with that, and then we sort of got stuck there because people expect us to have this kind of style on album covers and on T-shirts and stuff. And that's one of the reasons we chose Sturter for this album, because he's like a fire giant. got a fucking flaming sword and stuff, so it worked perfectly for our style. And as I said, you know, if you use the same artist for a long time, you know, it will be the same kind of style, no matter what you do, you know.
Yeah.
So we're very happy with the style, so we don't complain.
And what is your thoughts about being pegged as Viking metal? There's always this argument that there's a lot of people that call you guys Viking metal, and every now and there you guys come out and say, no, we're not Viking metal. What is your position on that?
Well, I don't really care if people label our band as this or that. You know, it's just that we don't feel ourselves like we're just plain metal band, a death metal band, and of course we have a Viking image and Viking lyrics, but when people say like Viking metal, to me it's more those pagan bands are more like the music is more Viking. Our music isn't really Viking music; it's more modern metal music. So that's one of the reasons I don't call ourselves Viking metal. But I mean, as I said, you know, it's people and press, you know, they like to put labels on stuff, and I don't really mind if they do it. They can do it, but it's not our. We don't put that label on ourselves.
And going back into the actual album, what are your expectations and the band's expectations for this album cycle that's dawning on you guys?
Well, hopefully, and the plan and our hopes are that the album's gonna do better than the last one, of course, you know, and that we're gonna sell more albums and hopefully play in even more countries, because as we talked about before, we love to tour, and the more crazy countries we can get to, the more fun it is, you know. So like last cycle, we got to play in many new countries we've never been to before. We did our first South American tour, and we did our first shows in China and Taiwan and India and places like that, and that's what makes it fun, you know, to play in new places and meet new people and experience other cultures and stuff. So hopefully the album will do good and we can tour even more.
And where are the craziest crowds that you've been encountering over the years, do you think?
Well, it's hard to say, you know, because there are many crazy fans in many different places, so you can't really point out one place, but many of those countries that doesn't have as much, doesn't get as much shows as other countries do, they tend to be more like wild. Like, for example, South America we had a blast in South America because the audience was very enthusiastic, you know, and very loud and singing and doing stuff, you know, so that was pretty cool. And I remember one show we did in Israel for many, many years ago where the pub owner, he almost canceled the show in the middle of the show because he were afraid that the audience would destroy his club totally. So those kinds of shows are pretty cool, you know. We had armed guards on stage, you know, but not really protecting us, more protecting the club itself.
And what would you guys use if you guys had like an unlimited amount of budget to recreate the band's concept and ideas on stage for like a live setting?
Well, if you had unlimited budget, that would be quite a cool thing, you know. But I mean, we try to do like bigger shows when we can in Europe, for example. If we do festival shows, and if we have a big, if there's a big gosh for the money, like a lot of money for the show, we can do. We like to do pyros and stuff, and build up like big stages with use our Viking ship we have built here in Europe. It's pretty cool to have. I mean, everything is. You can do everything just bigger and louder if you have money. We don't really have any like dream plan, but I mean, the more visual things you can have to add onto the music, it's the better it is, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And what were your thoughts on the band's album getting leaked so fast after we got the press got the promos? For whatever reason, it just got leaked almost the same day. Did you guys had any thoughts on that?
Oh, I mean, it's bound to happen. You know, it was the same thing with last album. You know, it's impossible not to make it not leak. You know, because you need to have your album out there for press and other people. You know, to be able to review it, because that's part of the promotion plan. And at the same time, once you send stuff out, you know it's gonna leak somewhere somehow. So I mean, we knew it would happen, but you know, you hope for it to be like safe as long as possible. That I mean, we're not surprised in any way. And I mean, it's what is it like? 2 weeks to go, more or less. So it's been safe pretty long anyway, because the first kind of songs and stuff been out for a while in press. So it's not too big a problem, I think.
And do you think that this helps build traction for a release, or kills it in the?
Well, if you have a good album, I think it actually can help you instead, you know, because a lot of people hear it and they spread it even more, you know. So hopefully, and probably because metal fans are more eager to buy albums than maybe other music fans. So I think hopefully in the end it won't hurt us as much as it would hurt maybe a pop band or a R&B band or anything like that. So I'm pretty sure we will survive this problem anyway fairly good.
And in terms of European summer festivals, you guys only have Tuska confirmed for now. Are there any other shows that are on the works, or are you guys only going to do a one-off festival this summer?
Well, our plan is to have like a summer off, more or less. I mean, we if there's something coming up that is like, we want to play, you know, if there's a special show or a good offer or something like that, we might do it. But the plan is to have a summer off, you know, don't do too much festivals this summer, and then aiming for probably next summer to do more big stuff. So right now we only have Tuska, as you said, and probably gonna stay that way unless we get another nice offer somewhere. Hope maybe in a country where we don't play as much as, like, Germany is probably not gonna get any festivals this summer, because we usually play so much there anyways. There's no point going there. We keep it for next summer.
And just to kind of wrap things up, in terms of the tour, the North American tour, which set are you guys going to play first, the new album or all the older stuff?
No, we're going to start off the new album, like, just because that's what people are waiting for, and then we're going to play that first and play the older stuff afterwards.
Oh, okay, well, we kind of asked just to have, you know, people that potentially don't like the album, they know, so they can show up late, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
And just to wrap things up, is there anything else that you want to tell the North American people that are going to be listening to this interview?
Well, I hope to see you all, guys and girls, at the shows, and I hope you're going to have a good time, because I know we will, and we're going to have a great party since it's our starting tour, more or less, for the album. So we're going to enjoy it fully, and I hope